How long does that relate to Pinchas HaMazon that I found over here in the sheet? And we will not go in any particular order, but we will highlight a number of areas that are significant. We're going to start with Simen Kuf Pei, Aleph and Beis. The Mechaber says, it always helps if you have a Mishabura. The Mechaber says, Birchas HaMazon Ne'emra B'Chaloshim. This you can really discuss with the two Chaver who are Messiah Masechet Seita. This is a Mishnah Masechet Seita, that Birchas HaMazon can be said B'Chaloshim. And the marker for this, the Gemara quotes a pasuk that says, Uveirachtas Hashem Elokecha, Chazal Darshin, B'Chaloshim Chato Mavarech. However, the Mishnah Brura issues a very important qualification. And that qualification is V'davka She'meivin Ba'osah Adoshim. Obviously, if you understand that language, you can say the benching in French, as long as you understand French. You can say it in Latin if you understand Latin. However, the Mishnah Brura then goes on to quote the famous Bach. The Pasuk HaBach, the Sibir Kuf Tzad Gimel, he calls them Mitzad Adin. The Bach says that all this is Mikra Adin. Ideally, if one wants to bench, one should use Davka Lashon HaKodesh. It's one of the most famous comments in the Mishnah Brura, and this is not the only place the Mishnah Brura makes this comment. He tells you, ideally, if you want to bench, you have to use Lashon HaKodesh. The Mishnah Brura continues to go on and make another statement, which is also very famous. Both of these statements are famous. I'm going to discuss both of them in a moment. He quotes from the Sefer HaChinuch. Kol azoy bevichas hamazon mizonosam mitzuyoso kol yomam bechavos. If a person wants a segula for parnasa, what is the segula for parnasa? That one should bench bezehiros. What does that mean? Mishnah Brura goes on to tell you one element of it. Va'amidakdeh yizoy l'varech l'chatchila ton ha-sefer lo balpeh. Firstly, you should bench from a sefer, from a sitter, from a bencher, and not balpeh. And then Mishnah Brura makes the following comment, also a very famous comment in Sefer Chassidim. Because of Sefer Chassidim, ma'aseh be'echad shemeis, if one person died, v'nidgala v'chalom be'echad mikrova, and then the person who died appeared in a dream to one of his relatives, yamar lo, v'chol yom danonosi, every day they judge me, al shalom ha'isi medakting v'barach v'labachas v'kavaras aleim. What is the din Torah that he's being judged? Because he was not medaktik to say all the brachos to Kavala Salah. So let's just sum up the Mishnah Brura here that is quite saturated. That is to say, it is pregnant with a lot of knowledge. Pardon the expression. Number one, Mi'ikra Adin, I can actually bench B'chol Lashon. Lav Davka using Lashon HaKodesh. But the Poskim have a big machlokes. What is it better to do to someone who does not understand the whole Lashon HaKodesh? There are people who are not very proficient, not very qualified in Lashon HaKodesh. Is it better to use Lashon HaKodesh even though I don't understand what I'm saying? Is that preferable? Is that ideal? Or is it better to say the bracha Birchas HaMazon b'Lashon Shani Kein Medin, in a language that I do understand? This is the source of a massive machlokes among the Poskim. And in general, this halacha is discussed also elsewhere. In Kuf Tzad Gimel, which I believe was also here, Kuf Tzad Gimel, the question is, who can be mitzurah to a zimun? If this is the issue of, if I hear a bracha that someone else makes, Lashon HaKodesh, Bekavana, to be Yotzi Machiyev, and I don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, am I Yotze with that bracha or not? So that's discussed by the Mechaber here, the beginning of Kuf Tzad Gimel, under the title, Mistafel Mezimun Imlav. The Mechaber says that two people who ate, Avo Bishir Birka Samotzi, Poter Echad Es Chavero, as you know, that when it comes to Hamotzi, the Chatchila, I can be yotze with someone else's bracha. We do it every Shabbos and Friday night. However, mitzvah lecholei When it comes to benching, here we are insisting that each one bench by himself. And that I should not be able to be yotze with someone else's bracha. What's the reason of the distinction between hamotzi and birchas avazon? So there are many distinctions. One should be fairly evident to you, namely, the obligation to bench is a chiyuv min haTorah. Hamotzi is a rabbinic obligation, not a chiyuv min haTorah. But more specifically, the Vilna Gaon in the first Mishnah in Brachas, you probably are familiar with it. Usually we start learning Mishnayos, we come to that first Mishnah. So the Mishnah writes that Me'emasai Karin Es Hashma Bi'arben. He asked the Gaon in his parish on Mishnayos, why does the Mishnah use Lashon Rabbi? Me'emasai Karin. It should have said Me'emasai Karin. The obligation of Kriya Shema is not a Yichol Basibur, it's a Cheves Yochid. Each person has to say Kriya Shema. Correct? So why does the Mishnah use Lashon Rabbim? So the Goyim quotes a Ran, who quotes a Yerushalmi. The Ran is found, it's quoted a number of times by the Rishonim, it's found in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, and the Ran says, in the Yerushalmi, there are three things that I cannot be yotze, the Dinah Shomer Kavodeh. What are those three things? One of them is, Berachas Avozah. Because the Pasuk says, Yachalta, Bisavota, Uberachta. The Pasuk I quoted at the very beginning of the Shir, that the Gemara says in Saita that Berachas Avozah never b'chaloshin, because it says b'berachta b'chaloshin shatam avarev. But even though that may be the case as far as the language that one can utilize, however, regarding the din of Shomer Ka'oneh, there we don't apply Shomer Ka'oneh when it comes to Berachas Avozah. Each person has to bench. You ate, you were satiated, you have to bench. And the Yerushalmi applies it to three different situations. One is Berachas Avozah, one is Kriya Shema, one is Tefillah. The reason is, Berachas Avozah we just mentioned, Yachalta v'savata v'rachta, Lashon Yachid. When it comes to Kriya Shema, everyone has to mekabel olam v'shamayim themselves independently. And Tefillah, each person is in need of rachamim. Each person has to go ahead and ask Hashem for rachamim on their own. So here, the mechaber in Kufsad Gimel is mechaber between Berachas Avozah, where I can be yotze with someone else's bracha. And on the contrary, each person has to go ahead and bench himself. However, the Mechaber then qualifies it. Let's say one person knows how to bench, the other person does not know how to bench. So what's the din? Then the one who knows how will obviously bench, and the other one will be yotze. Even maybe the Shana Kodesh. If I don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, so then the Mechaber says, I am not Yotze by virtue of listening to the other one making a bracha. And the question is, if a bracha is being made Lashon HaKodesh, the Kavanah to be Motzi me, and I don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. So here, the Mechaber Paskin, the Kuptad Gimel, I am not Yotze. However, the Mishnah Berurah right there quotes from a number of Paskim, and these Paskim disagree. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Hei writes that the Yad Yotze Bishmiyas HaBracha B'Lashon HaKodesh, even though they don't understand. And just like the Mevarech himself is Yotze Dechavaso, even though he doesn't understand what he's saying, so too the Shomer, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Kein Amino, that is the practice. That is the proper practice. So that's the prevailing rule, if you will. And then he gives the example of women and those who are not lettered. Bisman Chazal, women were not necessarily educated. Today, Baruch Hashem, our women are educated. And Mishnah Berurah then goes on to say over there, V'chein aminot shenoshim yotzeh zidech avasem v'shmiyem mea mevarech av v'sheinot mevinot klal. V'afilo b'kidishu d'araitza l'kul yabal ha'noshim apilocha yotzeh b'shmiyem. V'chein aminot haaretz av v'sheinot mevinot duri ha'mekadish. The ideal is to what? If I don't understand, what should I do? I should say along with the Mekadesh word for word. He says a word, I say a word, he says a word, I say a word. That is the ideal. Anyway, as I said, this is a subject of a very, very fascinating and very significant machlokes. So we began by referring to the Mishnah Berurah's comment to Kuf Pei Hei, namely, Mechaber says, Berachas Avozah can be said b'chol Lashon. We pointed out the Mishnah Berurah who says, the basis of this is the Pasuk Uberachta, that implies any language, but the Mishnah Berurah qualifies it by indicating I have to understand the language. And now I'm pointing out that this issue regarding Birchas Hamazon is also to be found in a different area, namely listening to a bracha from somebody else, the Lashon HaKodesh, the Kavana that he has to be motzi me, when I don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. This is Machlokes HaMechaber and other poskim. And at the end of the day, Mishnah Berurah paskins that ideally one should say the bracha together with the Shomea, with the Mevarech, Mila B'Mila. That's the ideal. So that's item number one. Item number two is the Bach says that this din of the Choloshim is Mitzal Adin, Mitzvah Nabuchar, Dach Lashon HaKodesh. The Chinuch says, if you are careful in Birchas Hamazon, you'll have Panasa Kol Yom V'Kavod. That's how we began. What does it mean to be careful in Birchas Hamazon? So the answer, of course, is based on this Mishnah Berurah, is number one, to read it Mitoch HaSefer. How many here ever said Birchas Hamazon from a venture or from a sitter? Most of us. Wow, that's ideal. That's on an ongoing basis. Of course, one could ask, what is the reason for that? Is because we don't know Birchas Hamazon Baal Peh, or because we're adopting to do a Mitoch HaSefer. Whatever the Kavanah is, it's clear, it's better to do it Mitoch HaSefer. In general, that's a din that applies to all brachas, and in general davening, one should daven Mitoch HaSefer. I was lucky to see Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal daven hundreds of times. Never once did Moshe daven Shalom Mitoch HaSefer. Never. I never saw him bench, and I saw Moshe bench a number of times. What was I doing with Moshe benching? I was involved in my usual stalking, and so I saw in the Sittur Vers Yerushalayim, which I used to frequent quite often, that Moshe would eat, and then he would bench, and always be shalch, a sitter, or a bencher, and davening. I never saw Moshe Feinstein daven without a sitter, never. Hundreds of times I saw him. However, there are other Gedolei Yisrael who knew it Baal Peh, but Mitoch HaSefer is in order to have Kavanah. And you should not become distracted. And you should focus. Not only that, I saw Moshe Feinstein daven with his finger on the sitter, mila b'mila, word for word. My father Shalom also was medaktik, dafka to daven and to bench b'toch haSefer. Never once did he bench Baal Peh. Always b'toch haSefer. And that's one. Number two, obviously you have to make. You have to say the bench in the Kavanah Saleh. That means you have to, each word should be measured, each word should be felt, each word should be enunciated. How many of us can say? I cannot say that. I hope all of you can say it, that we try to bench in that kind of a fashion. And if we do so, we don't have to worry about Parnasa. Mizonosa, Mitsuyasa, Kol Yomav, Bechavav, which the Brewer says. Okay. But then I won't accomplish anything. But okay, to say that. Let me just make two more comments on this matter, because I did look into it a little bit. In this chinuch, which I found to be very striking, this chinuch was shown to me by my father's Rebbe Bracha, probably about 50 years ago. And Mr. Brewer quotes it over here. My father learned Sefer HaChinuch at the table. That's what he used to do. He did a lot of things. And that includes Shakespeare, Mahabdil, and also Geras Rambam. We did every week. Every week we learned the Geras Rambam, Matzoy Shabbos. That was the practice. And we also read, besides the Geras Rambam, my father was very into the poetry of Avida Levi, of the author of the Sefer HaKuzari. We read all of his poetry. We also read the poetry of some others, notables, Mahabdil, Melchalfi, Aldolis. Without getting into them right now, I also have a Shtickle Bucky in the poetry of Wordsworth and a few others. But the poetry of Yudah Levi was very popular in our house. And another, one of the notables who studied in Shimon Balozhin, well-known individual, I assume some of you may have heard of him, I imagine, maybe one or two. One of the well-known maskilin who learned Balozhin. Who am I referring to? There were many maskilin who learned Balozhin. One of the most famous of them, who was a well-known author and writer. Anyone know what I'm talking about?
Cook.
I'm sorry?
It's not Moscow.
Cook was not a Moscow.
I know what Moscow is.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You mentioned Moscow. What
kind of chance? So Chaim Nachum Bialik.
Yeah.
My father, we went through probably most of his poetry. In the course of including one of his famous poets with songs, which is called Hamasli, deals with the Yeshiva Bacha, learning about Balozhin. I'm quite familiar with that particular poem, having analyzed it many, many times. But the Chinuch was also a very popular sefer in our house. And the sefer Chinuch, we had this statement, which is a striking statement. You probably are also aware that the Ari HaKadosh, this is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah himself, the Ari HaKadosh was of the opinion that if a person wants to be Zayecha to Ruach HaKadosh, how does one go about doing so? Depends on Zehirus Bebirchas HaNenin. That's what I heard in the Avi Meir Zechon Lebracha, from my father as well, that if a person is Nizar in Birchas HaNenin, and especially in Birchas HaBozom, which is a Din D'Araisa, a person to be Zayecha to Ruach HaKadosh. Who here wants to be Zayecha to Ruach HaKadosh? Baruch Hashem. Jonathan Kent in Shlita. You're a little bit late, but it's fine. Jonathan Kent in Shlita. Anyone know who he is? A very nice young man. He learned in Yeshiva Torah Shraga a number of years ago. I think he's in the Kollel here, the Grus. He showed me before a Ramban, which I haven't been familiar with. Ramban of Abasa, Dachri Beis. Ramban says that the Yerushalmim wrote their Pirushim with a Ruach HaKadosh of Chochma. Lashon Ramban. The same Ramban wrote the Perash HaLatorah, Rochidushim HaChas, HaMakas as well. So Ramban writes, the Rishonim had Ruach HaKadosh of Chochma. If you're interested in this topic, there's a tshuva from the Beis Avi, Avitzah Glibis, Zatzal. I davened in his shul in the Bronx 50 years ago. And I have many volumes of his sefer. And so he has a whole tshuva, he wrote on this topic. And anyone who knew the Igris Meisha, Rabbi Shapansi Zatzal, I can assure you that he was Zaycha to Ruach HaKadosh of Chochma. Double question. And in our generation, I can assure you that there are other individuals who are Zaycha and should continue to be Zaycha to Ruach HaKadosh of Chochma, and one of them is Maran, Rav Avadya Shlita. Anyone who can write what he did has to have Ruach HaKadosh of Chochma. It's not humanly possible, Kimat, without the Siyata Dishmai that he was Zaycha to write what he writes. Lefi Aniyut Dati. But it's based on the Chiddush Ramban. Okay, so all this was simply in order to underscore the fact that we have to daven, especially Birchas HaBozom D'Araisa, we have to try to be mezarez ourselves to daven with tremendous kavana, mitoch ha-sefer, bekavana, uttering each word, and as I said, especially Birchas HaNen. On my father's matzeva, it is written, one of the items that's written in my father's matzeva is the Zehirus, that he was Nizr Kol Yomav, you don't have to trust me. You can ask my brother Shlita, who comes here on Sunday night, whether it's true or not. Ask any of my brothers Shlita. Well, that's how my father would daven, and that's how he would say brachas. Each bracha took my father, I'm not exaggerating, probably 4 or 5 seconds to say a bracha. And benching took my father not less than 10 minutes. 10 minutes to bench, every single benching. My father was very into eating bread, I'm not, but he was into eating bread. And so he would bench for 10 minutes, the benching would take him. And on his matzeva, this is one of the items that's written, which is la'amita. I should mention one more thing I heard from my father as well, that Birchas HaMazon, based on the Zohar, I believe, should be said, bekavana u'besimchas alev. My father, by the way, was also into Zohar. My grandfather, Zechen Lebracha, knew the Zohar bal peh. How do I know? My father told me. I only know because he used to quote passages from Zohar left and right. And then I heard from Rav, a Sfaradish Rav, who knew my grandfather in Salonika. And he told me that my grandfather knew the Zohar from cover to cover. I don't know any Zohar at all, except for one or two things that I heard from my father. And this is what I heard from my father about Birchas HaMazon. If you say B'kavod or B'simchas Alev, also a person will be Zohar to, shall we say, to tremendous Parnosa and Mizonos, Bisimcho Ba'agin Tova. Okay, I had to say that, if you don't mind, just by way of elaborating on this Mishnah Berurah. And then the Chalom, quoted by the Sefer Chassidim. I want to stress that again. Maisa Be'echot Shebeis. Person died. V'nizgava B'chalom Le'echot Mikroiva. And then he appeared in a dream to one of his relatives. Who here believes in dreams? You see, there are some, those of us who have sphagnos. I imagine that people believe in dreams. That even dream psychologist, the Havdil, will speak about this. But here, the Sefer Hasidim writes Someone appeared in the dream to Iskarov and he told him, every day I'm being judged. Unbelievable. Now, of course, it's hard for us to understand this completely because we know, I believe it's Siman Samach, the Shulchan Aruch, when Mechaber passes our halacha, if I do a mitzvah in our Torah, must I have kavanah? The answer is yes, of course. Mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. The Gemara has a machlokes about it. How do we pass in our halacha? At least according to the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber passes my mitzvah the rabbanon, the machlokes apostim. By mitzvah the raisa, there's no machlokes apostim. Mitzvah the raisa requires kavanah, period. That's how the Mishnah Berurah brings down over there in Siman Samach. And the Mechaber passes the halacha is before the mitzvah. I have to have kavanah to become the mitzvah. How? What does it mean to have kavanah? It means I have in mind that Hashem commanded me to go ahead and do this mitzvah. How many of us can say before each mitzvah that we do, we have that kavanah? Even Michael Goldman, my Rebbe over here, probably, I'm sure most of the time you do, have such a kavanah. But the fact of the matter is, again, when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, here's where the issue even comes more to the fore. Because there are positive or of the opinion. Mishnah Berurah says this. I'm just quoting Mishnah Berurah. Namely, Mishnah Berurah says that there are things when I'm a time the mitzvah, especially things that are totally on dibur, such as Birchas HaMazon. The mitzvah is totally on what? Dibur. That I have to enunciate and verbalize the Birchas HaMazon. If I am distracted and I'm not focused on that which I say, ki'ilu lo birachti. That's what Mishnah Berurah writes. Ki'ilu lo birachti, like I never benched. Uki'ilu, that I am what's called misasik ba'olam. And I'm not yotzi l'chir. That's how the Mishnah Berurah passes the halacha. It's true, there are others who are chayyid on the Mishnah Berurah, but it's based on Rishonim. And so again, I'm simply stressing this piece of Mishnah Berurah, because I thought it was a very striking Mishnah Berurah that Rabbi Zinkin Shlita chose that we should look at, because it's rather fundamental in terms of our entire outlook about Birchas HaMazon. Yeah.
Does it's not saying by Pem, so he's saying by Siddur, also by Shemon Esrei?
So the Shemon Esrei issue is exactly the same. Unless the person has difficulty having Kavanah because of many distractions, you want to close your eyes, assuming you know it by Pem, and you feel you can focus more there in that fashion, so then that would be ideal. But there's no question, ideally, one should always daven mitoch HaSiddur. From a Siddur, that's how one should daven. I'm telling you what I saw. Rav Moshe Feinstein, I think he was the Gaon Ador, at least according to what Rav Nemetzel told me. I mentioned this already a few times. Rav Nemetzel told me, every time Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Maran Havah, spoke to Rav Moshe, which was not that often, Rav Shlomo Zalman would put on his Shabbos kapota, his Shabbos clothing, and stand up the entire telephone conversation. Kach shamati Rav Nemetzel b'shem Maran Havah. And a derecheres that he had from Rav Shlomo Zalman. And I heard from my brother, in the name of Rabbi Yashiv, Shibadul Chaim Aruki, I heard he came to daven in shul this past Shabbos, Kafamuli, Shabbat before Shlomo Bekaro. I heard that Rabbi Yashiv said that Rav Moshe is the unparalleled Gadol Ador. And I heard from Rav Soloveitchik, this I heard myself, that he said his cousin Rav Moshe would have been a Gadol Ador in the days of Rabbi Ki Vega, 200 years ago. Kach hu amar. He would have been one of the Gadol Ador in the days of Rabbi Ki Vega. I'm just trying to give you some sense of who Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was. And therefore, Rav Moshe was makbid to daven from a siddur. As kama v'kama, what are we to say? We should also be makbid to daven from a siddur. So as far as the Shemoneh Esrei is concerned, it's clear lechatchila, once you daven mitoch ha-sefer, you know, they based on a Ramban, they want to say, the Ramban actually does not exactly say this, but it's based on a Ramban. You know the pasuk. Uvivo im ha-sefer, Omar, Yoshub Machshav Tohara, Asher Chashav Al Yehudim Lasos. Where is that pasuk then? Where is Daniel? He left us. Daniel Feldman. Azav Al Sonu La'anochis. We just said that in the series of Bahab. Anyway, I know Bahab is very popular in the yeshiva. So, what does that mean?
What?
Uvevoim ha-sefer, Omar, Yoshub machashavto ho-ra'o. Comes the Ramban, the man who had Ruach HaKadosh of Chochmah, trust me, if not more. He comments, when a person has a sefer, it's not the Pshuto Shemikra, obviously. What will happen? Yoshub machashavto ho-ra'o, asher chashav al ha-yudim. Where does that pasuk come from? I don't believe you. Megillat Esther. I feel like it's Asfaradim Karim is there. Chozo, Megillat Esther. So that's on the Ramban, a play on the word. Uvavoim HaSefer. I'm not a Balkare, so I'm not into these things. What did he say? Once you have a Sefer, Yashum Machshavto Ara, if you have any fleeting thoughts that pass through your mind, you'll be able to what? To focus. That's the plus of a Sefer. Ramban. So this is all with reference to, I don't believe this. I'll just turn this way. Anyway, I didn't do anything yet. I just wanted to make a few comments, a few more comments.
Is the same true for Al Milhiber and Bashir as well?
Or? The answer is yes, of course. How do we say my father's Al Milhiber? I'm just using my father not to be Chas V'Shalom arrogant, but to show how this son, anyway, is so distant from what his father was all about. My father always davened from a sefer. Never davened without a sefer. Lo yitochet. Based on what? Based on the Zohar, based on the Ari HaKadosh, based on those considerations. There's a discussion here in Kuf Pei Vav, where's my sheet, regarding, and this also, I just wanted to make mention of it, regarding women and Bechas HaMazon. Now women Chayim and Bechas HaMazon are not, what's the din? So here in the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Pei Vav, Nashim Chayav and Bechas HaMazon, and the subject is they Chayim in the Torah, and to the Bimotzi Anoshim, to the Bimotzi, their male counterpart. What's the basis of the Safed? Either because they have no Chedek in Eretz Yisrael, or because one of the two things, two of the things that are Makir Bechaz HaMazon are Bris V'Torah. Kol Mishalom HaBris V'Torah LaYosnech HaBasan. This is a whole discussion in the Mishnah Berurah, and the discussion is very fascinating, because women, do they say in their benching, V'Al Bris V'Hashem HaSam V'Dir Sarayno? Yes. Do they say the Altaras for Shalim Alatano? Yes. How could they say it? If they don't have a bris, this refers to the bris meal of the Pashas. Even though today you have all kinds of very, very strange and outlandish things that go on in the world. Are you aware of the fact there's a concept, a notion called brita? Where women have a brita?
Reform?
Why? I don't know if they are reformed, or what exactly, what denomination they belong to, and what exactly do they do? This is, by the way, also something which is found in Africa, among African tribes. I prefer not to discuss it by right now. It takes us far afield. But I could discuss it. Those who want to discuss it with me privately, I have a lot to say about the matter. Whatever the case is, it's mind-boggling. Whatever you do, I do. We have to be equal. We have to have equality. And therefore equality extends everywhere. So has the Mishnah Berurah answered this kasha? It was in the Mishnah Berurah that Rabbi Zichron Shlita, among the curriculum items here. What is the answer the Mishnah Berurah says? How do women say it? The answer is? You are right. They're referring to, he's a Rachamim, this is my Rebbe here. So he's referring to Gemara Abba the Zohar. Gemara discusses that question. Gemara's 2 days about it. One of them is what you just quoted. But that's not what the Mishnah Berurah says. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? How could women say, V'albris v'ashach ha-samtim so'en v'altaos v'ashim ha-latonu? What's the answer? What's the answer? You must be joking. Does anybody learn any of this?
I don't think it's still on the list.
Oh, 1 second. How come I had it on my list? My list. Maybe I didn't read this properly. Mitzvah Seishah Azman. Mitzvah Seishah Azman Groma? Shalom Azman Groma. What is that? Bechas HaMazon?
Yeah.
Why is it Shalom Azman Groma? Because
it's only when you eat.
Whenever you eat, you're mechuyah to bench. You don't eat, you're not mechuyah to bench. Maybe I was thinking this right. Now something, maybe I actually learned all Bechas HaMazon. That's what I did because of you. So maybe I did a section that was, I thought it was here though. Kuf Pei Zayin was included, was it not?
Yes,
Kuf Pei Zayin. So I saw it in Kuf Pei Zayin.
Kuf Pei Vav.
Kuf Pei Zayin, Sivkot and Tess, was that not included? Of course it was, that's in Gimel. And it says on my sheet here, Kuf Pei Zayin Gimel.
Sorry. Yes, yes.
So the Mishnah Berurah there says, he mentions, in Sitkan Tess, the Amenu women also say these two, Bris and Torah, Vakavana al Bris HaSorim. We're referring to, of course, the Bris that's done for Sharim, and Torah refers to Limud HaSorim. Bishus HaTorah v'Abris Nochul Yisrael Sa'aretz. What another unbelievable statement. In the Shus HaBris in Torah, that's why Klal Yisrael was Zoche to inherit Eretz Yisrael. I was once Zoche to hear Rav Soloveitchik. I heard him speak about Eretz Yisrael many, many times. And one of the occasions he said, and it's really what the Mishnah Berurah says here, it's not his Chiddush, that the reason why we are in Eretz Yisrael and the reason why we are Zoche to remain here is because the Shus HaBris and the Shus HaTorah. These are two very, very significant merits that are very based on the pasuk in Tehillim and based on all of Tanakh. And he indicated that the state of Israel without Torah, kiguf b'li neshama. That was his lashon. It's like a body without a neshama. Torah is very critical to the Jewish people, more critical than a state. We've survived without a state for hundreds of years. Obviously now we need a state, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so fit that we should have a state. And we should continue to support it and to try our best to strengthen it in every way, shape, manner, and form. And at the same time, without Torah, Klal Yisrael could not exist. Okay, I'm going to make one last statement, and then I will respond to questions that maybe people would like to ask. There's a comment, the reason why I'm only speaking about it is because this also appeared on the list, and I thought this was very striking. Namely, there's a din in Shulchan Aruch over here. I assume you also came across it. If a person does not mention in Bami Yerushalayim, Malchus Beis David, Machzirin also. I spoke about Yom Yerushalayim yesterday, if you recall, those who were here. And I mentioned that throughout Tanakh, these two concepts go together. What two concepts? Malchus Beis David and Bami Yerushalayim. We refer to a Tosfos Dris, the Yom Masechet Tainis, and to a few other comments that these two are inextricably intertwined. Because Chazal Dasha, the Gemara says in Brachas Hatova, refers to Bani Yerushalayim. But if you don't mention the idea of Bani Yerushalayim, you're not Yotzei, you're Dechol Basa. And most likely, the Rambam, in Hukos Melachim, the Rambam actually happens to paskin that we never appoint Malchei Yisrael. You know, there are two types of Melachim. There are Malchei Beis David and Malchei Yisrael. Malchei Yisrael are never appointed in Yerushalayim Laola. Dafka, Melach Yisrael, Mizera David, they are the ones who are appointed in Yerushalayim. Why is that so? Because these two concepts come together. Malchus Beis David and the idea of Bani Yerushalayim. And that's why here the Mechaber says that this is Li'ikuma. Mishnah Berurah explains over there, Neshal Yidei David Niskatcha Yerushalayim. Through David, Yerushalayim was sanctified. Begab She'en Nechama Gemura and Abachazaras Malchus Beis David Nechama. The ultimate Nechama is when the Malchus Beis David will once again be restored to its proper place. So the reason why I mention this is because, as I said, clearly this is very much relevant to Yom Yerushalayim, which we celebrate this coming Sunday in Yetzah Hashem. And the connection between the two is really very fundamental. Okay, I have agreed to respond to questions, whatever questions, not after Birchas Hamazon, but questions in general that you have on the theological issues, philosophical postulates, or whatever else may trouble your mind. Yes.
Start over there. The rule about if you want to have in mind to eat bread and fish, you mean somewhere else? Like you start.
So the Shinui Makom, I should discuss that, but I can't really discuss it. Regalachas. It would be unfair. There's a big machlokes haposkin regarding Shinui Makom. In general, what people do here is unacceptable in halacha. That's to say, people take a sandwich from downstairs or a plate, eat it while they're going upstairs in the elevator and upstairs to another room and then outside. That is certainly inappropriate and presents many formidable halakhic questions, which I can't discuss if you wish. I wouldn't mind saying a shir on Shinui Makom, on the whole issue. I prefer to do it properly as opposed to doing it this regular achas approach. When shall I do it? Tomorrow? But I don't know exactly when. I need a spot. What was that?
Halacha
Seder. I can discuss it next week. Will I be here next week? Yes. Wednesday. So maybe I can't do it on Wednesday. You know something? Maybe I'll do the following. I don't know if you'll agree with this. Maybe instead of the parsha, Tuesday night, should not do it then. No. Okay, I will find the spot we need to do the Shin and Malkum issue. I'll discuss it fully. I can't discuss a regular achas. It needs a whole shir that I would like to present to the two shittas.
So two questions. One, will you also be yotzei benching while standing up and eating bread, or
the pasha says you should sit for benching because you're a kovea suda and it should be done with kriyas. In general, a bracha is usually made standing up, but that's a birchas hamitzvah. However, birchas hamazon, which happens to be also birchas hamitzvah, but because it's a birchas hamitzvah that's connected to a suda, which one should be kovea, one should not eat ba'amida. The Gemara speaks against eating ba'amida. That's also another Gemara that people don't seem to be aware of. But you should not eat ba'amida. You should sit down when you eat. That's a proper thing to do. And in general, once you start walking around, Maranisa Malpas, that's Al Hill, it's in the ghetto of Kolecho Bashub, Daimon Akeleh, the Apostle Eders, and that's another problem. So there are several issues that you are involved in. Exactly what the ghetto of Kolecho Bashub is not so clear, but it means you have no self-dignity. People will walk around eating a pizza up the elevator and up the stairs and everywhere they go in the hallways, it to me is not a sign of someone who's a dignified person.
What about a snack?
A snack is different. I don't think a snack is Kolecho Bashub. I don't think it's called Kala'ichel. Even though I don't think Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal would have eaten a banana walking in the streets. I don't think so. I never saw him eat baklal except for once with Rav Goldman. And I never saw Rav Moshe Feinstein eat in the street or eat a snack in the street. And but I think a snack is different than eating a pizza or eating a piece of bread or eating a plate of noodles or a plate of pasta or an entire, whatever they serve here, deli roll, etc. That's what people, I think you should sit down and eat in general. That's a practice of people who have been terror time never coming. They deport themselves in a certain kind of way. Yeah, let's hear others. Okay, it's just, you want to
say more? Also, you mentioned that you should bench with kavana, that benching like requires kavana. So is there, like Shmona Esther, you're supposed to have kavana during the first bracha? Is there something like that?
The three brachas are the Isa. This is also mentioned among the items that we learned. I was thinking, Rabbi say Amen. Normally the Gemara brachas has a stira. Kalaome Amen nachar b'chaisa reza megunah reza meshubah. The Gemara says only one place the answer Amen after the bracha, at least one of the places is Bani Yerushalayim Amen. Why there? To be mafkin the Mishnah would say between brachas the Isa, brachas the Kavana. So suddenly the first three brachas are the Isa, you should have Kavana. Tov Amitah, the Gemara says, in this kind of Beitar, in that kind of Haruli Beitar, they were finally lit on the Kavura. But you should have Kavana, and the way to have Kavana is clearly by the Bechas of Muslim, by sitting down and davening Bitoch HaSidur, Bitoch HaSeber, as I mentioned. Yeah.
What would be the halakha if you have a safek, let's say on Shabbat, if you said or said Rachel, let's say no or not?
So this is also discussed. Again, this depends on the issue of in general, the issue of Safi Bracha, you know, let me just actually Xerox something about this, but I don't know that I can discuss it properly. And nothing can be discussed properly, unless it's discussed properly. here there is I actually Xerox something about this, just before. See, the rule of thumb, as far as going back, as you probably know, Rachamim, relates to what? Relates to the issue of whether you're obligated to eat bread or not. And so that's the general rule of thumb. So when it comes to Shabbat, as you pointed out, so the halacha is that there's an obligation to eat bread. And then automatically, if I don't say Ritzei, I'm obligated to go back. The Gemara discusses it. The Gemara Brachot says that whether it's on Yalav Yavo or Ritzei, the halacha is closer to the Rosh, you have to go back to the beginning. Based on this principle, whether there's an obligation to eat bread or not eat bread.
So,
that's right. That's exactly correct. So on Rosh Chodesh, there the din is you would not be required to go back, even though there's a minute to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh, but as I said, it's only a minhag.
On Shabbat Rosh Chodesh, we forget Yalav Yavo.
The same thing would be applicable. Yeah, I'm saying it's probably on that issue. But regarding a suffix, that's what you asked. Regarding the suffix, regarding the say, I say, I see, I did not actually Xerox anything about it. I thought I did, but I did not. What's the din of a suffix? If a person does not know what they said, but say or not, Eposkin, Balacha. The pashas, you don't go back. That's what I would say. You're not mechuyev to go back.
Isn't there a harachamon to say?
What about harachamon?
Isn't there a specific
harachamon? Yes, there's a harachamon that one says, which is what I was going to mention, thank you, right after the bracha of Bani Yerushalayim.
Yes.
Which is found already in Chazal, the Gemara, and Shulchan Aruch mentions it also. Most people don't have that, because not in all Siddurim does it appear. Actually, I said it 2 or 3 times in my life, I'll be honest with you. It's not that I didn't ask you, I forgot the insertion that I was supposed to. And the one who reminded me was my wife, Shlita. And I should say the Haracha Manbet over there. She's very into halakha, as you would say. Okay, anything else? Yeah. But let's, yeah.
Do you have to wash and bench on puff pastry?
On what?
I
don't know if you'll agree with me. To me, it's like Chuk Samaches is one of the 3 days of Pasav Abikisim. The 3 days Pasav Abikisim. What are they? A pas, which is anything that has a filling inside. What has a filling inside? Deli roll has a filling. So if you eat enough, between 3 and 4 bakes, the Mishabura says you have to be Choshesh, that maybe you're being Koveh Suda. And if you are, how much is that? It depends on the size of the deli roll. But if you have 2 or 3 deli rolls, I would say for sure you have to wash. You're being Koveh Suda, the deli roll. There's no question about it. The other 2 days are, the second day is the so-called airline rolls, as I call them, the Waldorf Mezonos bread, and that they tell you on an airplane not to wash because it's Mezonos, and that's absolute Waldorf. I've never heard from any Waldorf you saw in the last 45 years that position. And the reason why I say that, there's a difference in Sfar and Ashkenazi, to the Chavir Abba, but the, most of these Mezonos rolls are not really made with any serious fruit juice. If it's made with a lot of fruit juice, that's the basis for this Mezonos roll concept. But especially if you eat it with a meal, then for sure you have to be Koveh Suda. If you eat it separately, that's one thing. If you eat it with a meal, you can pass through them. Number 3 is to bench, to wash and bench on it. And number 3 is crackers. A person who has a lot of crackers. So then also, that would be a third opinion as far as the Pasuk of Kisnin. If you can pass through them, I actually gave a guy, I bought a box of Tam Tams back from someone in my shul, and they on the spot ate the entire box of Tam Tams. After 20 of Tam Tam, I told them they should wash. Because they're being compared soon, Pasav Abikisnin. But I think a deli roll is Pasav Abikisnin. I think even a, what do they call those?
Barakas.
Also Pasav Abikisnin, the Pashtas. It also has a filling. Maybe not much of a filling. But there is a filling inside there. And you'll be mechuyav to compared soon, and then you have to wash the bench.
Are there one or how many?
What, for barakas?
Yeah.
Maybe also you need 2 or 3, I would imagine. I can't imagine less than that. You can mechuyav to that washing bench, yeah.
If one person not having 2 or 3, they're just going to have one bereka.
I think it's fine. You say Amazonas,
but with a whole entire meal, because it's with a whole entire meal, then
so that might require, in a chanami, it might require, be a suda, might require washing a bench. In my rabbi would certainly wash a bench. That's Rabbi Yisim Alper, that's Rabbi Shem Feinstein, that's Rabbi Yashiv, that's Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. This time the people I asked about this. I asked actually the stipler Zatzal about it myself. The stipler, Rabbi Chaim Kamenetsky's father, in 1971-72. I also have discussed the matter with Rav Rudin and Zechem Lebrach in the 60s. I also mentioned this to Richard Zatzal. I spoke to many people about this issue the last 45 years. And not one did I hear from any one of them. Not one. And I showed them all I carry with me. I have a whole file cabinet of little Mezonos rolls, tickets, stickers that I like to collect. And you know the story with Rav Aaron Lichtenstein on the plane. A very famous story. That the Rav Aaron Lichtenstein got up to wash on those Mezonos rolls and the meal that he was having. And the waitress, or the stewardess rather, came over to him and said, what are you doing? So he said, I am washing. She said, no, these are Mezonos rolls. There's no need to wash, she explained to him. And then, I don't know exactly what happened after that. I heard they're different yourselves. But he gave her a shear on Pasav Abikisnin, which was apparently a very long shear. Or he just simply indicated that he'll just do what he thinks is the right thing to do, very politely, very nicely. But it's clear that I heard from Rav Nevinsel, he told me this is one of the lacuna, one of the areas which is really amaratzis. That's what he told me, called it amaratzis. And I don't see any basis for. So usually what you can do is the following. I'll give you a simple answer. If you don't want to wash, don't eat the roll. So I never eat the roll. And this is how I patter myself from the whole issue. Usually I don't eat much of the meal either, but that's a separate story. I certainly don't need to roll because I don't want to create... there's a whole issue of what to do on planes regarding many, many issues. I have a whole shiur, I said once on this in my shul, Shavuos night. The entire night, I devoted a shiur 5 hours to the halachas that relate to planes. Well, if you are as entertaining as I am, you will see why they stay. I entertain them also. 5 hours in the middle of the night in Shavuos is not so simple. I discuss these issues, where to wash, how to behave on a plane, davening, standing up, sitting down, tefillah b'tzibur, every possible issue, and the like. I discussed in that 5-hour shiur, and many, many people came to it, and it was, they told me, quite entertaining. Usually, every few years, I say a shiur in our salvation that attracts a lot of people, especially if I do it in English. And then I can entertain them a whole night, good 5 hours from 11 o'clock till approximately Shabbos.
What's that
look
in regards to Al Nahar's
Bagan?
Why is it that people generally say?
Oh, God. I actually went to look for something about that, and I hope I have it. I literally, it says in Royal Lechol Yimei Shamayim, beginning of our Chayim, She Meitzer B'Doeg Al Chur Meis HaMikdash. That's the beginning of our Chayim. I assume you, Simon Aleph, you probably, I'm sure, got that far. And of course, people have different ways of fulfilling this halacha and the mechaber. One is by thinking about the churban hamikdash b'shas hasuda. Where does that come from? From my father's avodah zarah. Where does that come from? The zayah. It's a zayah somewhere that my father heard from my grandfather. You're supposed to think about the churban hamikdash b'shas hasuda. And if I'm not mistaken, the basis of the Al Nahar's Bavel is that mechaber according to whom? According to the Shlach Kodesh. Shlach Kodesh says, I learned, by the way, the Sefer, Shnei Luchos HaBris, my father's Ben Zracha, that's another one of his popular Sfarim. That is said to Sherish Havay, there are a few Sfarim that he liked very much, and the Shlach he was very into. So one of the things that Shlach Kodesh mentions, the Shnei Luchos HaBris, of Shai Horowitz, is this idea, saying Al Nahar's Bavel, Bishav Pechas HaVaz, and that's, where is the Kuf Lama Zayin, in Tehillim. And the reason why we do it is in order to cry over the fact that we are in Golos of the Shulchan Hashem. However, there are those who say on Shabbos Yom Tov, Yom Tov Takanun, and some say actually Erev Shabbos Yom Chatzos, and the Prima Godim actually passes like that. But Erev Shabbos Yom Chatzos, you don't say Al Nahar's Bavel as well, but otherwise you're supposed to say Al Nahar's Bavel. And so, instead of Al Nahar's Bavel, what do you say? Shir HaMalos, that's what we say on Kuf Chav Zayin, on Shabbos. That's the practice. In order to mention the idea of Binyan instead of the Churban. So now the question is, why doesn't anyone do so? I shouldn't say that. Anybody here in this room say Al Nahar's Bavel? Anybody?
Wow.
Ever? Did anybody ever say Al Nahar's Bavel? So why do most people never say Al Nahar's Bavel, including myself? Why not? We have to ask over here for this question. Why don't people say Al Nahar's Bavel? It's clearly mentioned here by the Mishnah Berurah. Why don't people say, he doesn't bring any reason here, I thought he did, but he just mentions the obligation to say it, that's it. It's that I do know myself.
It's not on our ventures.
What?
It's not on our ventures.
People don't know the halacha.
What?
People don't know the halacha.
No, I think people are familiar with it, but by the way, Shira Malos, people do say it. I'm not a Baba, I'll take it on there. Rachel, is it love? Rachel, is it love? Rachel, is it love? Rachel, is it love? Okay, so why don't we say Al Nahar's Bavel? Max, why don't we say it?
Maybe we should.
We probably should. It says here in the halacha that we should say it. What's the reason? I saw a reason, but now I don't remember what the reason is. I saw a reason why we don't say it. Yeah, I have to look it up again. I don't remember, I don't recall. I saw a reason, quoted it somewhere. My mother, Alei Shalom, and my father always say Al Nahar's Bavel. What am I supposed to do now, I stand there? I'm in a lot of trouble. They did a lot of things that I don't do. They were makpid to say Al Nahar's Bavel. It's the singing together, sing everything. In my house, the benching was sung for years and years and years. Do you know how long it takes to say the benching? What? The biggest Al Nahar's Bavel?
What's the name of the
Al Nahar's Bavel?
Yeah.
Al Nahar's Bavel Shom Yoshavnu Gam Bachinu Bezachreinu Esiyom. I don't have such a good voice, but the whole book, I think it's the same. That alone, the time it took for my father and mother to sing Al Nahar's Bavel, I could finish the Birchas HaBazon, the entire thing, and have a Shemoneh Esrei. That's how long the benching took them. It was like a whole operation. It was a nerve. My father, when he used to come in the benching to, you probably do this, Rachamim. Who else? We have a few others here. Ah. Potech et yadecha. What do? You open up your hands. That pasuk would take my father 1 minute to say. Just that pasuk. So I thought that was a din in Ashrei. That's a mechavan shemalach. That's a gemara. It's based on Rishonim. You have to be chayzer. You know, if you don't have a kavanah, you're in Ashrei. My father, when he would daven b'yechidus, his davening b'yechidus would take him, yes, my brother Shlita, and the other brother Shlita, and the other brother Shlita. My father's davening, if he davened b'yechidus, took him an hour and 40 minutes to daven shachris. I could daven an hour and 40 minutes. Shachris, mincha ma'ariv, and the ilo of Yom Kippur. And when he would say, Poseach es yodecha, he would open up his hands. The rabbi of the shul that we davened in used to get a kick out of my father. So when he would say Poseach es yodecha, he would pour salt on his hands. One of these joking rabbis. Anyway, so... So I asked that rabbi once why he poured salt on my father's hands. He said, salt has to do with panasa. There's a connection between salt and panasa. We're not getting into the details of them, so... I'll say Shmakol Nidrosh. Anyway, my father was very makbid and Birchas Hamazon, extremely makbid. And that's the Birchas Hamazon, Bichlal, and Brachos, the way every Bracha was said, with enunciated with Kavana, his whole life. That's what I remember, my entire life. Usually on Yom Kippur, I'm zochet to say Brachos with Kavana. 3 times a year I daven, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 1 day Yom Kippur, I'm zochet to daven. The rest of the time, let me ask you a question. Don't you ever find this following phenomenon? We sit at a meal, we have a great time, we schmooze, we this, we that, for 3 hours. Then when suddenly we have to bench, we're in a hurry. We gotta get moving. Yeah. And so the benching takes 1 minute, 38 seconds. Max, now isn't that but the meal itself, we're chilled out. Having a great time. My father told me, you spend 3 hours at a meal, you spend 3 hours benching. He was very productive about it. Took his davening and benching and brachas very, very seriously. Okay, next.
Wait, so yeah. Then would suggest he say start saying it then or not?
I think so, why not? Eat bread, washing the cell, not his bubble. Just don't try that. I suspect that maybe, okay, I don't know the reason, I have to look at it again.
Does Rosh say Shir Amalos on Shabbos Day?
Yes, I do. Is that amazing? So why do I say Shir Amalos and not on Aras Bubble? What's going on here? The answer is on Shabbos I have more time. Shabbos, I'm more, less edgy, less, my nerves are less frazzled, and I have more space. It's not true. I worked harder on Shabbos than I worked all week. But I've seen Shabbos.
Should he even say Shabbos later in the day on Shabbos Day?
Later in the day means for?
After
Shabbos. You are asking a good question. The answer is no. And the question is why not? And you are, thank you. Teach me the Taras Kushas Abai. So I'm sending Rabbi Natan, who held that Shal Shuvas, you don't even have to eat pas. Shal Malas goes with it. Yeah.
Based on the Gemara
Tejan
Kuf Aleph
Amral,
why are we able to sing Tanakh?
Are we allowed to sing Tanakh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are we able to sing Tanakh? It depends why you're singing. Why are you singing? The Lush of the Gemara over here, the very first, I'm not going to the Gemara, I'm saying that I'm Sanhedrin about 7-8 times. Anyway, I'm saying that. That's why when they told me I'm going to test people in Sanhedrin, so I took it seriously until they changed the rules. Anyway, so read the Lush of the Gemara so everyone can hear. And I can hear also.
Terman akura pasuk shel shira shirim v'asa aso kamin zemer.
That did he hear that lashon? V'oisa oisa kamin zemer. What does that mean?
It makes it into a song.
What does that mean?
Or a kind of song.
What does that mean? Why do people sing psukim b'tanach? They sing it not because they want to make it into a song. They sing it because it's vekus and Hashem is barach. They want to connect to Hashem is barach.
What about musicians who actually do it to make it into a song?
Yes. Why do you assume that
they sell CDs?
What?
If they're selling CDs, they obviously want to make parnasa from the song.
Okay, so I have a brother, one of my brothers, Shlita, my oldest brother. He is very, very, he has difficulty with, in general, musicians who daven. It seems to run in our family. And it really comes from my father. But my father felt that they are more interested in, shall we say, hearing the sound of their voice as opposed to focusing on the words and having kavana. Especially since I already told you many times already about the Rakhim the Chaperah of the Loyashim. Yes, it's emblazoned in my family. Emblazoned. And so we're very chayshesh. We're musicians or people who are interested in somehow composing songs or what have you. But it has to be Kimin Zemer. If my interest is Zveikus and Hashem is Barak, then Pashtus is no Isak. And I assume that's what most people sing, no? Why do you sing? Because of Zveikus. You want to be connected to Hashem is Barak. So Bein Sfadim and Ashkenazim who sing, we do it for the purpose of connecting. And that's not who I hear this from. I'm Nisra Nalman. That's what we say, Pshat Nekamah. I asked in discussion, and that's what he told me. That's the Kimin Zemer. It's not Kimin Zemer. If it's Kimin Zemer, HaTayra Chagera Sak, there's no question. That would be absolutely unconscionable. But if it's to be Dabagin Hashem Izbara, that's fine. That's a good thing.
So musicians have a little bit of a problem.
Kaveres Hashem Mehoincha, Paskin Mishlein. Al Tikre Mehoincha, Ela Megroincha, Bekol Arev. The mother of whom? The mother of Shmuel Anavi, is whom? Kana. What's her husband's name?
Elkanah.
So the Yalkut Shemayim describes that Elkanah, every time he ate Aliyah, every time he went to Yerushalayim, every time he went to Shiloh rather, so what did he do? He took a different route. Why did he take a different route? In order to convince people to make Aliyah to Shiloh. It's like Aliyah to Yerushalayim, go to Beis Hamikdash, correct? And what did he do? He was blessed with a beautiful voice. He said he had a gorgeous voice. And by using his voice, he was able to bring people together and bring them to a Yerushalayim, or to, in this case, Shiloh, to the Makom HaMikdash. So a beautiful voice is something that Chazal clearly praised. Chazal were very, very, I think, they had no difficulty with people who have beautiful voices. On the contrary, if it's done, beautiful voice is used, Hashem Shamayim, what could be greater than that? I grew up on Chazanim. You're talking to someone who grew up on Chazanim, you're talking to someone who took an aptitude test and scored highest as a musician. As a conductor, which is why I don't think his aptitude tests have any value. But the fact is, I do have an ear for music, a bit of an ear for music, and Chazonim, my mother, Lashon, was raised on Chazonim. And I also was raised on that. I used to hear it on WEVD, the station that speaks your language. WEVD, they had such a station. It's like, I don't know, JM and the AM, the young and single. His father, something along those lines, but it was a Yiddish station. And my mother used to listen to the Shurim Rav Taitz on top. He used to give, Blat Gimore, Motzei Shabbos. I heard it for 30 years, Rav Taitz. And I heard the Shurim, Motzei Shabbos. I heard all my seven beats of it, the entire Masechta. Motzei Shabbos, my mother also heard it. She loved Rav Taitz. Anyway, so it was in Yiddish, the whole thing. And we used to hear Chazonim, the biggest Chazonim. Are you into Chazonim? There was a Chazon who came, he's a really nice person. He's now a Chazon in Yerushalayim. He moved from Tel Aviv, Chazon Adler. He's now in the great synagogue, comes once a month. So I'm very friendly with him. He came to Toronto to be a Prabhu. He was a cousin in the big shul in Toronto, the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. So he was a cousin there for about 3-4 years, Rabbi Stab Shul. Nobody's here from Toronto. What? In the Bayit, correct. He was a cousin in the Bayit, that's the built by Yosef Tenenbaum. Hanof Teller wrote a beautiful book about him, about Tenenbaum. So he came the first. For a problem, you know, the problem is to try out, and he davened on Friday night, starting from the Chudu Adana till after the Chadoli till Barcho, 56 minutes. After the first stanza, which took about 10 minutes, Ani Hishtagati. I became crazy. I went nuts, and I didn't know what to do. I had to be there. I was there for Bar Mitzvah. Anyway, so I then took out one of the favorite masechtas of this yeshiva. Masechus Tainus. And in that 56 minutes, I learned 2 prokin Masechus Tainus. I went over to him to Chazan Adler, and I gave him a big yashikoyah. You know why? That was a shtickle name as Das. But I gave him a yashikoyah. I finally had a chance to learn Masechus Tainus. 2 prokin. 56 minutes. How long did the Myra take? 8 minutes. All the way from Baruchel to the end of the entire, not just the Shemoneh Esrei, including the Rachachas named Sheva and the Aleinu and everything else. He got the message very quickly. 56 minutes. He did the Masigit, but he's gorgeous. I enjoyed it. It was like background music to my Masechus Tainus. I'll never forget that. It's one of the many times I've learned Masechus Tainus. I usually don't have a chance to learn these little Masechus. except when people in Yeshiva Torah Shraga speak to me about it, when we're learning about Basa and Makis and Sanhedrin and Kedusha and whatever other sefers we learn, I'm always speaking in Tainus and Megillah. Those are the favorite sefers in Yeshiva. And now Seita we heard. Wow, Baruch Hashem. At least we're branching out. Okay, have a wonderful day.
Shiva, if a musician does sing a song, it's not a musician.